better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
It's a happy day. My heart feels like an alligator.
Howie Carr, Boston Herald columnist and radio hit.
The public will be truly amazed by that.
Howie is sort of an insidious force in this area.
It comes from the tabloid talk show stuff in Boston, and it was concocted there.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio.
It is a special pleasure for me to introduce
Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. 774 says, I was a dock manager. This CDL mess is huge. We had drivers, mostly Indians, who had one license and three people to drive in shifts. I mean, in other words, there's no law. There's no law for illegal aliens in these trucks. And I love it. I just was looking at the Wall Street Journal during the break. This story at the bottom of one of the news sections. Regulator warns robo taxis present a danger to the public. I'm sure they do, but I don't think they present as much of a danger to the public as illegal aliens from third world countries who don't speak English and don't give a bleep about any of the laws driving 18 wheelers, tractor trailers. 844-500-4242. If you get in a serious jam, is it better to be an illegal alien or a Kennedy? I think at this point it's better to be an illegal alien. I think illegal alien is about the best thing you could say. If you ever get jammed up, just say, I'm not an American. You know, I'm not an American citizen. I'm here illegally. And I'm on welfare. Maybe we should have that should be a new thing. Instead of, fabricated fake driver's licenses, fake welfare cards to prove you're an illegal alien. 844-500-4242. John from New York, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Howie, pretty quiet week this week in the market, but overall, we had a couple companies report today. Pepsi reported, no sales there because the GLP-1 drugs are really slowing the business down. Kind of interesting, actually. My one daughter works in the deodorant business, and she said these drugs that have come out cause people to stink more when they go on them.
Really?
So, yeah, it's interesting. She goes, it's great for our business because people get odors. Your body drops like 70 pounds or something like that, and it's not used to it. All kinds of crazy things happen in the body, but. That's something I never would have predicted, but it actually increases deodorant sales. So if you're in the deodorant sales,
I did not know that. You know, I saw a story today saying that Dairy Queen is having some problems. And, it's owned by Berkshire Hathaway, and they're shutting down all kinds of Dairy Queens everywhere. I would have thought Dairy Queens would be somewhat immune to seismic shifts in the restaurant industry, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would think, but I mean these GLP-1 drugs. Like I said, the weight loss is so massive when people go on them, and you got to keep in mind a lot of these people that went on these drugs, and they have to stay on them too for quite a number of years to kick the habit, if you will. So it could be a longer term trend, but it also affects sales of the fast food restaurants. Pepsi, of course, sells soft drinks, right?
Right. And Frito-Lay, they own Frito-Lay, right?
Frito-Lay.
Yeah. So they're into all the unhealthy stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I like it, but it's not really good for you. I mean, I'm more into the chips than I am into the soft drinks.
Yeah, no, it's hard, but you try and explain it to people. You think they'd be doing better, but Pepsi reported their sales today. They were kind of crappy, quite frankly. And a lot of these companies that sell snacks are under pressure. So if you own them, like I say, I really haven't liked the market for a couple months now. I've become more negative on it for two reasons. The market's up in price a lot, generically. A lot of it's these AI stocks. But a lot of other stocks have sort of ridden the coattails of the AI trade going up.
Yeah.
So I think people, I've been just advising people, if you have a stock portfolio, it's okay to call your broker, even if it's slow out, and ask them, hey, how do you think I'm doing here? Do you think I should lighten up on my positions? But it's a good idea to keep your finger on the pulse, if you will, and just be careful out there now, because we are at 7,500, and looks to me like the stock market ought to be 1,000 points lower. That doesn't mean it's going to go lower, but it just means the risks are a lot higher than they were at the beginning of the year.
What do you think is going to happen with the oil, though? I mean, it's just the uncertainty in the Middle East. I mean, they didn't hit anything in Iran last night, and then I realized it's Thursday going into Friday, and so it's probably more likely Trump really worries, as do we all, I think, about the markets. And so if they're going to hit them again, they're probably going to start hitting them tonight, right? And what is that going to do? I mean, how much pounding? I'm starting to read stories now saying the Iranian grip on the Strait of Hormuz is starting to weaken because, you know, they're just getting pounded night after night so bad.
Yeah, I think it's true. And I think if oil would have went up already. Although I said to a friend of mine, a Trump hater, when oil earlier this year was up, I said oil's not going to be above $75-$80 a barrel by the time this ends. And we're at 71.51 is where we closed the day out. The problem is the refineries now in Russia, this refinery that was hit in Russia was like 1,000 miles across the border.
Right.
That's how effective the drones are. So, I mean, you know, who the hell knows what's going to happen to oil, but certainly... you know, I think it's in a range here, but at 71.50, I'd be more of a buyer of oil. It's probably got $10 of downside, but if things really unravel in the Mideast, we could go back up to 120. So I'd be more a buyer here at $71.
Yeah, I'm a lot more interested in oil than I am in Pepsi, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's definitely, but again, it's all impacted by in a way, the same thing, right? Pepsi's down because the GLP-1 drugs, people are getting more healthy, but it's going to cost them more to buy Pepsi now because they got to raise the price. They got to raise the price to cover for all the people that aren't buying Pepsi.
I saw another interesting, I always like reading on Fridays, the Manchin section in the Wall Street Journal. It's always something interesting or at least amusing in there. And today they're saying that the price of real estate in San Francisco and the Bay Area is going up again because of AI stocks. But you get further away from San Francisco, further away from Silicon Valley, for lack of a better term, I guess, even now. And the prices in California are starting to plummet.
Yeah, if you don't live in an area like where the AI is going on directly, there's just no bid for housing. You look at Texas, and again, I follow a lot of what Warren Buffett does. I don't follow him 100%, but he's got $400 billion in cash right now. It's just building up, and he's bought a few home builders.
Yeah,
and that's probably one of the cheapest sectors in the market right now because nobody believes they're going to be able to sell homes anymore. Of course, it's not true. Mortgage rates are just simply too high. They've got to come down. I've been saying that for about a year or two. And eventually, I think mortgage rates will come down 75 or 100 basis points. And that's going to make a huge difference in housing because the main cost of housing is the cost of the mortgage. So I think that sector over time will do better.
Yeah, I can't say that I find it very depressing that the price of housing is coming down. I mean, I think that's probably a good thing for society, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and in fact, there's been work out of the Federal Reserve, and I don't trust everything they do, but it suggests that 20 to 30% of the price increases since the pandemic started,
yeah,
I hate to get back to the pandemic, but since the pandemic started, we're basically due to the illegal aliens
who
are in buying houses that they don't have the money for.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we were building up a bubble again, just like, before the crash in 2007, 2008. How about the check if gold and silver is still okay, says 201.
That's a good question. I'm glad you brought that up. I actually like gold and I like silver, and on any weakness, and China looks like it's getting really weak. I mean, it's interesting. they're trying to stimulate their economy, but it's not working. That they're still coming off the real estate bubble over there. But if you get any kind of easing in rates, the market for housing, particularly in areas like Texas that aren't affected by the bad economic policies, they're going to do a lot better. So to the extent you can get involved in real estate, South Florida, as you know, the prices are way down.
Right.
Particularly if you go on the Gulf, if you go on the Gulf Coast, I mean, you could scoop up so many condos. It's amazing. That area is just because of the hurricanes and stuff like that. So if you had an area and you were looking to go to Florida or North Carolina to buy property, those markets have definitely turned around and they're kind of reaching the bottom. But just remember, bid low. And bid often if you can, because there's plenty of property.
That's real basic advice, John. Bid low.
Yeah.
Joe Biden never heard that, and none of the Democrats ever heard that, but most of the rest of us did at a fairly early age.
Right, exactly. I know, I hate to break the tie to the contrarian, but you know, you definitely want to bid low if you can.
Yeah, whatever the market will bear. That's what the property or any other damn thing is worth. All right, John. Thanks for checking in. We appreciate it. And hey, but did you see that they took out the bridge between Iran and China? That was pretty interesting, I thought.
Yeah. There's a lot of moving pieces, I'll tell you, in the world right now besides the Iran conflict. So if the Iran conflict doesn't blow up too much, then we'll be okay. But I'm just worried that they're going to pull some sort of stunt before the election that could really drive up prices. And this refinery that was taken out today, it got very little publicity, but it's more bad news because if we're short one thing in the world, it's refinery capacity. And I think that was pretty bad, but nobody seems to care right now.
I see a Nigerian has been building refineries, and they say they got another story in the Wall Street Journal today that he's made billions because he bet that they were going to need more refining capacity. And it's and boy, did this bet pay off for him.
Yeah, he cleaned up. Yeah. So it's if you can buy a refinery, if you got some extra cash, go for it. I would say you'll make some money.
Right. Only you'll need to spend 10 years in court getting EPA permits if you're in a if you're in a red state, if you're in a blue state, and probably even if you're in a red state, too, because the all the conservationists, they all come out to try to stop fossil fuels. I don't know what they want to save. Thanks for the call, John. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate it all the time. We love hearing from you. More listeners visited Perfect Smiles in June than in any other month so far this year. Howie and Grace listeners traveled from Providence, Rhode Island, Reading and Billerica, Mass., New Boston and Amherst, New Hampshire, and suburban Bangor, Maine. All these new patients now understand that traveling to Perfect Smiles in tax-free Nashua, New Hampshire is so worth the trip. We even had patients Lois and Charlie visit our studios as VIPs. As always, my semi-annual visit to Perfect Smiles was the first thing I did when I returned to New England in May, and I already have my appointment in late September booked before I head back south. The team at Perfect Smiles will take such great care of you. Dr. Tam and Dr. Sai make all their patients comfortable. You're greeted on the phone with professional warmth from Melissa. She can help you with any dental challenge you may be facing. Sometimes you want dental help for comfort. Other visits may be for cosmetic reasons. Dr. Tam fixed Grace's TMJ. They took care of a cavity for me during a cleaning visit. Sometimes they notice spots in the mouth that could be serious if not treated. Oral care is critical to your overall health, and you owe it to yourself to book an appointment. We just did a taping of a Meet the Experts today with everybody from Perfect Smiles. You're really going to enjoy it, and it's just a great place. Whether you're driving from Rhode Island or Northern Maine, Perfect Smiles is so worth the trip. Just ask Lois and Charlie. Contact Perfect Smiles today at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Or call 603-595-6699. 603-595-6699. Change your smile, change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on X.
I've got to post a link with witty comment.
At Howie Carr Show. Howie Carr is back.
T- Today's poll question is brought to you by Local Silver Mint, located in Ware, New Hampshire. Silver Dave will work with you directly. Contact him at localsilvermint.com, localsilvermint.com. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is will Graham Plattner really drop out of the main Senate race by 5 p.m. Monday? Yes, no, or too early to tell?
I'm going to say yes.
49% of the audience.
It's not moving up, is it?
It is not. They say yes. 36% say no, and 15% say it's too early to tell.
All right. 844-500-4242. You know, I've discovered one thing today. There's a new dismissive phrase that or word that the Democrats are using for any Democrat that they hate. Trumpian. The people are saying David Axelrod, who was the coat holder for or the brains behind Barack Obama, he said Plattner's video was terrible. It was Trumpian. And then this
everybody's always blaming me for everything.
And then this this guy in Michigan, Abdul Al-Sayed, you know the Egyptian. He's an Egyptian. Right, Steve Martin? Thought we had it. Where is he?
He's an Egyptian.
He's an Egyptian. Like,
he's an Egyptian.
Like King Tut.
He's an Egyptian.
He's not releasing his taxes. The primary is August 4th, and he said, oh, I'll need until August 15th to release my taxes. Oh, how very convenient. So his opponent is saying, this is very Trumpian that you won't release your taxes. So from now, just be prepared. This is the new this the new way to denigrate any Democrat that they disagree with. Trumpian. Tom, you're
he's an Egyptian.
Tim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, hey, Howie, great show today.
Thanks.
I can address the legal thing on the liability. What's happening, I'm enrolled at Nets in Pawtucket. I've been there since last November. First of all, my training to be a CDLA has been incredibly rigorous, and I've got great instructors. In fact, I failed the you get six bites of the apple. I failed in Stoughton, and all the state troopers now have to wear body cams. Well, I mean,
I'll bet they do. You know what? That's a good thing, isn't it, Tim, considering what happened before?
Right. And so what happened when I was, you know, because it really, if I ever hear someone tell me, you know, like with a Harvard degree or something, say, oh, yeah, driving a truck's easy. Guys, shut up. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. It's a very, very rigorous training program I've been in since November. But the other thing I wanted to kind of save you some time, I forget the name of the court case, but it was decided this spring, I think it was 9-0, that the fly-by-night, like I know because I'm following the industry because I'm going to work in it when I get my CDLA this month. And so the Indian drivers are brought over non-domicile. It means they were literally sleeping in the back of their cabs.
Right.
And they would defecate and urinate in buckets and throw on the side of roads, just really gross. Yeah, I'm not making this up. But what was happening, these CDL drivers were undercutting American transportation companies like Schneider.
Like construction workers or like roofers or industry.
Exactly. But the Supreme Court held this spring, we're all talking about it. Again, I forget the name of the case. You're going to have your staff look it up. I think it was 9-0. They said that these transportation companies can now be held legally liable for death, injury, and damage.
You mean even if they have a phony baloney license issued out of Stoughton, Massachusetts by the state police?
Right.
Yeah.
Let's do the things that the states aren't doing. That's correct.
I'm glad. You know, I mean, they shouldn't be driving, and they're killing so many people. And again, it's crazy that they're worried about robo-taxis. I mean, how many people have robo-taxis killed? I'm not saying they're not unsafe, but I think they're less of a menace than these illegal alien truck drivers that don't know what the hell they're doing. And I'm happy to hear that they're wearing body cams down in Stoughton, giving out the CDLs. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
Justin from Boyle's Body Works in Arlington says, I don't want robo-taxis or illegal aliens driving trucks. Yeah, that would be my preference too, Justin. Neither robo-taxis nor illegal aliens in the trucks. I just think so far the illegal aliens in the trucks have killed a lot more than the robo-taxis have. 978, Howie, don't know if you saw the story about the UMass Lowell soccer goalie who was killed by one of these foreign truck drivers. His life was just taken from him. He had such a bright future. Yeah, we talked about that a couple of days ago. He was he was one of these guys who'd been on a few soccer teams. You know, they all move around. All the good athletes now, not just football and basketball. And he hadn't played a game yet, and he was going to probably be the starting goalie for the Riverhawks, and he got killed by a Uzbekistani driver or some such Central Asian like that. Just a disaster. All this is a disaster. Speaking of disasters, in Lewiston, Maine, we've gotten texts about it for the last hour or so. This is from the Maine Wire, a tweet. Developing absolute chaos outside the mosque in Lewiston after mosque attendees reportedly attempted to prevent someone from walking their dog on the public sidewalk. Better not try that with Roscoe. That's all I got to say. This allegedly led to the driver of the below Prius, they got a picture, drawing a knife against an employee at a neighboring business. Police responded with their guns drawn. We are rushing to the scene to confirm details. So the man who allegedly pulled the knife was arrested. And so John Featherston, the reporter who's sometimes on the show from the Maine Wire, he was there. While he was being detained, this is the guy that they arrested, multiple mosque attendees swarmed to Featherston to call him racist. Threatened by mosque attendee minutes after another mosque attendee was arrested for pulling a knife on a local business owner. Featherston has had two separate death threats today, by the way. Someone from Camden got his number, called him, screamed at him for 2 minutes, and threatened to take care of him so he wouldn't report again. Wow. Nobody from the Portland Press Herald ever gets death threats about their reporting because nobody ever reads anything because nobody's bought the paper in, what, how many years? Maine Wire reporters have also been physically assaulted 9 or 10 times over the last few months. Not a peep from the Maine Press Association. Is there a Maine Press Association? You got to be doing your job to get threatened. That's the whole thing. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie. I've been driving truck for 35 years, and everybody's talking about how they're giving these CDLs to truck drivers. But what about these big box trucks, for one? And two, school buses are CDL, and I see them. I get bus drivers with a full load of kids on. I can't tell you how many times they pulled out in front of me.
Yeah.
And I mean, waiting till the last minute.
Well, I think a lot of the people that are driving those school buses are illegal aliens, or they just came over 2 weeks ago. You know, the one kid was killed in Hyde Park or Mattapan last year, and they kept it very secret who the guy was, and they finally released his name, but wouldn't release his immigration status.
Jeez, yeah, I would say a good chunk, probably 90% of the Boston City school bus drivers are probably illegal.
Yet another reason not to put your kid in the Boston public schools. This is why no one is the number of students going to the Boston schools is probably lower than it has been in like 125 years because nobody sends their kids to the schools. And you see the superintendent that came out the other day, her husband injured himself. He's older and he broke his ankle or something. And she has a house in Boston that doesn't have a first floor bathroom accessible, whatever. And so she's living on the Cape. She's running the Boston public schools from the Cape. And it's not even COVID time anymore. Thanks for the call, John. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
I got a good story. A friend of mine, I've got my CDL. I've had it for about 10 years. And a friend of mine, retired cop, nice guy, legal as hell, greatest guy you'd ever want to meet in your life. He learned how to drive. He did very well. Did very well the whole nine yards. So I take him up in a truck to get a Class B. That's all he wanted was a Class B. He gets in the truck. The trooper climbs in the truck. I'm sitting there watching. And the truck moves about 5 feet, stops. The trooper gets out. My buddy gets out and says he failed me. He moved 5 feet, and he failed him.
Was this in Stoughton?
No, this was in when they used to do them on at the Otis or
Cape Cod. Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, Stoughton, you could see why they would be kind of, sticklers, considering some of them are in jail now, right?
Years ago. This was years ago.
Really?
This was about 4 or 5 years ago. He finally ended up getting his CDL when he went up for the second time. But the guy let him drive 5 feet. And he failed him. But if he was a different ethnicity or...
Protected class. Yeah.
I beat you to it.
Yeah. No, it's... Yeah. This is what's crazy. I mean, there's a double standard here. And, they used to say, the illegal aliens, they're living in the shadows. They can't come out. They're afraid. They have more rights than citizens do now. To a very large degree. Thanks for the call, Tom. 844-500-4242. People are talking about what's going on in Lewiston. 781, Governor Waltz is looking to attract new illegal immigrants to Minnesota since the recent deportation. All will be pardoned if arrested. He's making that up. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Howie. How you doing?
Good.
Great show, man.
Thanks.
Listen, what do you think about this Graham Plattner blackmailing the DMC, holding out so long, waiting for a big payday to get out?
How are they going to get him the money legally? That's my question. It's got to be legal graft. You got to give him a big book contract or an anchor job like they gave Al Sharpton on MSDNC 13. What are they going to give him, Paul?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe he's holding out. He's saying, "Hey, I want this anchor or whatever." I just think he's holding out to the last minute.
I do too.
And they say, "Okay, we're going to give you this."
How would you like to be these? I mean, they're all jerks that are trying to get the nomination. But how would you like to be these people? They're going to have to work their ass off all weekend trying to suck up to all these people. These big feet in Maine who are going to make the decision, and you don't even know if there's going to be an opening or not, Paul. It's got to be frustrating as hell.
Yeah, it does.
But it couldn't have happened to a nicer bunch of people, could it? Shenna and Troy Jackson and Dr. COVID and all the rest of them.
Agreed.
Let them suffer. Thanks for the call, Paul. Richard, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Richard.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. Mexico, I don't know, when they do this trade deal with Mexico, I don't know why maybe Trump can't do something as far as getting some kind of reparations for all these victims.
Yeah, but it's not just Mexicans, Richard. It's all they're from everywhere. The Americans are being killed by every third world bleep hole in the world. Is they're not sending us their best, as the president so famously said.
I know, but Mexico could have choked them off and not let them come in. It would have been a whole lot easier for Mexico to do it than for our large border. And then the other thing is, I don't know, maybe these truckers could chime in on this, but, you have tolls and you have weigh stations, so I wonder if the transportation department can turn around and pull all these truckers over and check them out.
Great minds are thinking alike. I just saw a story about that today, Richard, that they're, you know, obviously they can't do it in all the woke blue states, because Mara Healey and Andrea Campbell and the rest want them on, they want them on the highway killing Americans. But, in the red states, yeah, that seems like a perfect thing, right? If you're in Indiana or Florida or Kansas somewhere, you know, you just put the ICE people there at the way stations, and you just check out their all of their IDs in addition to their manifests or whatever they call the description of the load and what the weight is. I'm all for that, Richard. Get them off the road. Thanks for the call. 84. And they always say, oh, it'll decimate the industry. Decimate the industry. You just raise the pay, and people will take the jobs. That's all you got to do. And it's a hell of a lot better to have Americans driving who know what they're doing than to have these illegal aliens who know that they're going to get away with anything in a state like Massachusetts. 844-500-4242. Nick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, how you doing, Howie? Hey, on the Blattner thing, I believe he's not going to drop out. They're going to weasel in a couple of ranked choice candidates, and they'll push him over the edge. What do you think?
I don't think so. Isn't it too late to get a ranked choice candidate in at this point? Probably. I think it is.
Well, on a federal thing, you're supposed to be able to do that, but this is a whole special deal, so I don't even know what the rules are. Plus, he's got that dirtbag, Morris Katz behind him. So,
Nick, there aren't any rules. This whole convention thing proves that there are no rules in Maine. They're just making it up as they go along. They don't give a bleep about anything. Yeah, they're just trying to get themselves out of this mess. And this, you're right. This guy. How about the guy that found him? Jared found this morning. This guy, the guy with the voice, the guy, his name is Dan Moroff, right? His grandfather is the founder of Toys R Us. Toys R Us. And it turns out that he was banned from the campaign of Congresswoman Summer Lee. That's in Pennsylvania. I think she's from Philadelphia. She's crazy. She's crazy as anything, too. But she received at least three complaints of sexual misconduct against Dan Moroff. Who knew he had? We thought he was a eunuch. We thought he, you know, like ancient times. We thought that's what he was. But he's had apparently, according to these reports, he's had multiple complaints about sexual harassment. One woman said, birds of a feather flock together, and Moroff and Plattner were both predators. Wow. And Daniel Moroff is the grandson of Seymour Ginsberg, the founder of Toys R Us, and its first president. And so he's a trust fund baby. Are you shocked? No, you're not shocked. No one is. None of us are shocked. This year, America celebrates its 250th birthday, a nation founded on the belief that every person is endowed by their creator with the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Yet every day, unborn babies are denied the most basic of those rights, the right to life. That's why the work of preborn is so important. At Preborn Network clinics, mothers facing unexpected pregnancies are welcomed with compassion, practical support, and a free ultrasound. And when a baby sees her baby and hears that tiny heartbeat for the first time, her baby is twice as likely to be given the gift of life. Friends, these babies are our future. Future parents, teachers, pastors, entrepreneurs, first responders, and leaders. Every life saved strengthens families, communities, and generations to come. Will you help? Just $28 provides one life-saving ultrasound. And in honor of America's 250th birthday, we're asking friends to prayerfully consider a special gift of $250 to multiply their impact and help save even more lives. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250baby, or give securely at preborn.com/Howie. That's preborn.com/Howie. Every gift is tax deductible. I'm Howie Carr.
I think if what the voters wanted were people who were grown in vats and had never done or said anything that they might regret their entire lives, we'd...
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
Gary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Gary.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
Just one quick thing on the CDLs. I've been listening to it all day. I have a driver, but retired. But the reason we have a commercial driver's license was to stop all this crap that's going on now. Like you always say, don't let this destroy your faith in the federal government. They did not. It was a wild west. And I started in 1972, I got my license. In 1990, I had to pay a fee and take tests to do my job that I've been doing for 20 years. But I did that. But the reason they did it was to stop this. They've done nothing. It's just as bad as it was before the commercial driving.
I can't imagine. It's got to be worse, Gary. It's got to be worse. When you had crazy Americans driving, at least they spoke English and they could read the road signs. Now you have people who don't know anything and think that they're immune from any kind of law.
Okay, so that's what they did. The government got involved, made us jump through all these hoops, and it's just as bad. So, like you say, that's how the government is.
Yeah. I know things are really screwed up, and again, I give Trump and the Secretary of Transportation Duffy, they're trying to do something about it, and DHS is trying to do something about it, but they're being hamstrung by look. I mean, Andrea Campbell, that the only thing she does is screw up referendum questions to help the hackerama, and she files lawsuits against Donald Trump. Worked for Mara Healey, got her elected governor. That's all she did. She covered up, covered up scandals like the Sonia Farak drug chemist case out west, and she got elected governor just suing Donald Trump. And sometimes it comes back to haunt her, when people realize she shut down the natural gas pipelines. But most of the Democrat voters in Massachusetts are too stupid to even care. All they care about is hating Donald Trump. And because of what they do, and they get people killed, like that Pennsylvania state trooper. That's on Andrea Campbell. That's on her. This is the fruits of DEI and Trump derangement syndrome, stage four. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
You sure it's only stage four, Howie? I think it's a little higher than that.
Yeah.
The reason I called is, put J.D. Vance in charge of uncovering all this fraud with these NGOs. Mm-hmm. And look, a week later, he assigned him to the peace talks. So we're not seeing much movement on arrest or warrants or anything on this fraud. So they need to get somebody on it, that's like Mark Lee Mullen.
Mike, it really takes a long time to put these cases together. It really does. I mean, I don't think they're dragging their feet anymore. I think they're moving as fast as they can. You got to get all this stuff and lay it out, and they've all got public defenders, and then plus these Somalis. I mean, look at how much money they stole. They can buy their own lawyers. I don't know if they do or not, but they can get their own. $3 million, $4 million, and they put Americans in jail for stealing $100,000 worth of Social Security benefits from their dead parents. And these Somalis just walk away after $3 million, $4 million. They're allowed to leave the country. I'm Howie Carr.